Ever feel like you're holding back a little in meetings? You know, like those times you have a really good idea, but you're kind of worried it might not go over so
Oh,
well.
absolutely. I think we've all been there.
Yeah. So today we are diving into a really interesting topic, workplace spats. And believe it or not, how AI could actually help us disagree more productively.
It's a fascinating concept. We'll be taking a closer look at a new platform called Spats AI, and it uses AI to help, well, it helps teams kind of navigate those little conflicts that we all know can sometimes derail a good brainstorming session.
For sure. And we've got a lot to cover today. We've got, let's see, a Spats AI booklet, a press release, even some diagrams. Pretty impressive, actually.
Someone's been busy.
Yeah, someone has. So before we get into the how, I'm curious, how big of a problem are we really talking about here? Is it just me, or do most people kind of tiptoe around conflict at work?
Oh, you're definitely not alone. Studies have actually shown that something like 65% of employees, they feel like their views are undervalued at work.
Wow, 65%, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a huge number of potentially really, groundbreaking ideas that are just, they're not being said.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I know I've definitely been guilty of, maybe playing it safe in meetings just to avoid any kind of negative reaction or, someone getting upset.
Right.
So if I'm understanding this whole Spats AI thing correctly, it's not about avoiding conflict altogether. It's more about changing how we approach it. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. Spats AI is really all about transforming those little everyday clashes, those spats, into opportunities for, well, for growth. They actually have this really interesting concept. They call it separating the content of a disagreement from the delivery.
Okay, I like that. So let's unpack that a little bit. What does that mean exactly?
So essentially what it means is being able to recognize that you can disagree with an idea without, without attacking the person who shared it.
Right.
It's about taking a step back and saying, okay, I might not love this idea for a marketing campaign, for example, but let's talk about why, let's have a conversation about it without resorting to personal attacks or snide
I'm
comments.
like, you could think my idea is total garbage.
Again, never.
It laughs. Okay. But you could still call someone out for being rude or dismissive. Even if maybe they do have a good point, it's more about how they're saying it, right?
Exactly. And that's actually where the Spats AI app comes in. It gives you a really structured way to flag those delivery issues as they happen, in real time. Think of it a little bit like having a referee on a soccer field.
Okay, I think I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But in soccer, I mean, the goal isn't to stop the game every 5 seconds for a penalty,
That's
right?
right.
So how does Spats AI keep the flow of ideas going while still addressing those little jabs, those little things that can really derail a team?
Right, that's a great analogy, actually. The Spats AI app uses this three-step system, kind of like yellow card, red card. It's a caution object and stop. And it's to address those conflicts, but in the moment without derailing the entire conversation.
Okay, I like it. So walk me through it. Let's say someone makes kind of a snarky remark about an idea that I shared in a meeting. What's the first line of defense?
That's where the caution comes in. It's
Yeah.
like, just a little virtual tap on the shoulder. You send it through the app. Very discreetly. You don't have to call the person out publicly or anything like that. But it just signals, hey, that comment, it didn't quite sit right with me.
I like it. So it's a way to kind of address it in the moment
Yeah.
before it potentially escalates into, something bigger.
Bigger.
A good argument, yeah. But what if the person just ignores the caution or, it's a more serious offense than just, a snarky comment?
Right. Then you can escalate to an object, which is a little more formal. It's more like saying, that behavior is not okay. And according to the guidelines, an object actually requires a simple apology from the person who made the offending remark.
Okay, interesting. So no more letting those awkward moments fester or avoiding someone for a week because you don't know how to address what they said. I can see how this could be really helpful for teams. But let's take it to that next level. What happens when someone's really just like, determined to be difficult? Do they get a red card, so to speak?
That's where the stop comes in. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Think of this as the equivalent of, a referee blowing the whistle and calling for a video review.
Okay, now we're getting to the good stuff. This is where the AI really kicks in, right?
Exactly. Sending a stop through the app, it triggers a review on what they call the Spats AI Team Assist Review platform. And this platform, which integrates with popular tools like Slack and MS Teams, it uses AI to actually analyze the entire conversation.
Wow, so not just like that one little interaction.
Exactly, not just the specific incident that prompted the stop. It's looking at the bigger picture.
I bet that leads to some pretty interesting insights.
It does, and that's where it gets really interesting, because by analyzing all of this data, Spat's AI can start to identify patterns and trends within a team.
So we're not just talking about resolving like these individual spats here. We're talking about using AI to really understand like the underlying dynamics of a team. That's wild.
It is. And imagine, just imagine having a tool that could actually predict, which team members might clash just based on their communication styles, or even like identify those hidden patterns, those patterns of behavior that might be holding the entire team back. I mean, that's the kind of insight that Spat's AI could offer.
That's incredible. It's like having a team therapist who also happens to be a data scientist.
Right.
Okay, at a more practical level, what happens after the AI analyzes a stop incident? Does it just spit out a report, or is there actual like human interaction involved at that point?
It's actually a very human-centered process, believe it or not. So the stop, it triggers a team review, and everyone who's involved, including the person who actually sent the stop, everyone gets a chance to share their perspective. So the AI's analysis is there, but it's really just to provide context and insights. Ultimately, it's up to the team to actually find a resolution.
Gotcha. So the AI isn't like judging or punishing anyone.
No, not at all.
It's more like a facilitator,
Yeah.
kind of helping the team to understand itself a little bit better.
Exactly. And in fact, the booklet really emphasizes that the goal here is not to point fingers. It's to actually learn from these micro conflicts and hopefully prevent them from happening again. It's all about creating a more, self-aware team, a more adaptable team.
Okay, I like it. This all sounds incredibly promising. But I'm sure there are some people listening right now thinking, great, another piece of technology I have to learn how to use at work.
Sure.
Especially when this analyzing my communication style, that might be a little intimidating for some. So how do you convince someone who's, maybe a little skeptical about using yet another app at work, especially for something like this?
Yeah, and it's understandable, change can be daunting for sure, but I think the creators of Spat's AI are very aware of that. The app is designed to be incredibly user-friendly, and it integrates really seamlessly into existing platforms that people are already using, like Slack and MS
That's
Teams.
huge.
So it's not like you're having to learn a whole new system.
Right, exactly.
And plus, I think the potential benefits here, a more positive work environment, a more productive work environment where everyone feels heard, everyone feels respected. I think those benefits, they far outweigh that small learning curve, wouldn't you say?
For sure. And it makes you think about those statistics we talked about earlier. If 65% of employees feel like their ideas aren't being valued, that's huge. No, I mean, that's a huge drain on creativity and innovation.
Yeah.
Companies are essentially, leaving money on the table by not addressing this issue.
Absolutely, yeah. Unresolved conflict, it's costly. It costs companies in terms of productivity, it costs them in terms of morale. So investing in a system like Spat's AI, it really is an investment in the team's success, It's about creating a space where everyone feels empowered to share their best ideas, knowing that they'll be heard, they'll be respected, even if someone, disagrees with them.
Totally. And that kind of brings us back to the idea of Spat's AI being like a digital referee, right?
Yeah.
It's not about, stifling creativity or forcing everyone to agree all the time.
Right.
It's more about setting some clear boundaries
Yeah.
so that everyone can participate and engage in this, healthy and productive debate. Because let's face it, some of the best ideas, they come from those moments of friction, and as long as that friction doesn't, completely erupt into a five-alarm fire.
Yeah, I love that analogy. It's about transforming those moments of potential conflict into opportunities for growth and innovation.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, this has been fascinating, really interesting to dive into the world of Spat's AI and really explore how technology can help us navigate these sometimes tricky interpersonal dynamics that are just, I mean, they're part of any team, right?
They are, every team.
It really makes you think about, the future of work and how we can use these tools to create a more collaborative, more respectful, and ultimately a more innovative work environment.
A lot to think about for sure.
For sure. So for everyone listening, here's a little something to ponder as you head into your next team meeting. What if, instead of dreading those moments of potential conflict, what if you actually saw them as opportunities? Opportunities for growth and innovation. Food for thought. That's it for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep those ideas flowing and those conversations respectful.